Welcome. We're going to discuss internal rate of return and payback period analysis. Internal rate of return is the discount rate at which the net present value of an investment becomes zero. In other words, IRR is the discount rate which equates the present value of the future cash flows of an investment with the initial investment. It is one of the several measures used for investment appraisal. The decision rule is a project should only be accepted if its IRR is not less than the target internal rate of return. When comparing two or more mutually exclusive projects, the project having highest value of IRR should be accepted. The calculation of IRR is a bit complex than other capital budgeting techniques. We know that at IRR, net present value is zero, thus NPV equals zero, or present value of future cash flows minus initial investment equals zero. So we're just taking our cash flow, future cash flow method and finding our present value on those cash flows. But the problem is we cannot isolate the variable, which is R, or internal rate of return, on one side of the above equation. However, there are alternative procedures which can be followed to find IRR. The simplest of them is described below. Number one, guess the value of R and calculate the NPV of the project at that value. If NPV is close to zero, then IRR is equal to the required internal rate of return. If NPV is greater than zero, then increase the rate and jump to step five, which would be recalculate NPV using the new value of R and go back to step two. If NPV is smaller than zero, then decrease R and jump back to step five. So you need to keep adjusting R until you find a net present value of zero. And when you find that R that gets you to a net present value of zero, there is your internal rate of return. Find the IRR of an investment having initial cash outflows of $213,000. The cash inflows during the first, second, third, and fourth years are expected to be $65,200, $96,000, $73,100, and $55,400, respectively. Now, we need to assume that the R is 10%. Okay, NPV at 10%, discount rate is 18,372. Since NPV is greater than zero, we have to increase the discount rate. Thus, NPV at 13% discount rate, at rate 13%, equals 4521. So we still are trying, see, we're guessing the internal rate of return, right? So we're having to adjust it. So at 10%, NPV equals 18,372. At rate 13%, NPV equals 4521. We need NPV to equal zero for us to have our internal rate of return. But because 4,521 is still greater than zero, we need to continue to increase the discount rate. So a rate at 14% equals $204. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. NPV at 15% equals a negative $3,975. So obviously it's not 15%, it's negative. It's not 14%, it's still not zero. Since NPV is fairly close to zero at 14%, value of R, therefore, we would say 14% is pretty close. We could say, 14.3 would give us zero. So you can just keep calculating that IRR until you hit a net present value of zero, and then that will be your IRR for that project. Now, let's discuss the payback period. Payback period is a time in which the initial cash outflow of an investment is expected to be recovered from the cash inflows generated by the investment. It is one of the simplest investment appraisal techniques. So we need to understand the decision rule, accept the project only if its payback period is less than the target payback period. So the formula to calculate payback period of a project depends on whether the cash flow per period from the project is even or uneven. In case they are even, the formula to calculate payback period is initial investment over cash inflow per period. So let's go payback period equals your initial investment over cash inflow per period. So when cash inflows are uneven, we need to calculate the cumulative net cash flow for each period and then use the following formula for the payback period. So here we'll see that A is the last period with a negative cumulative cash flow. B is the absolute value of the cumulative cash flow at the end of period A, and C is the total cash flow during the period after A. Example 1, let's work a even cash flows example. Company C is planning to undertake a project requiring initial investment of $105 million. The project is expected to generate $25 million per year for 7 years. Calculate the payback period of the project. So we need initial investment divided by annual cash flow. So what's our initial investment? $105 million. Okay, we're going to divide that by our expected cash flow. So $25 million per year. How many years is it going to take us to pay to recover our initial investment if we are generating $25 million per year? So simple. Divide 105, $105 million, by $25 million. We get 4.2 years. So we will recover our initial investment in 4.2 years. Uneven cash flows. Company C is planning to undertake another project requiring initial investment of $50 million and is expected to generate $10 million in year 1, $13 million in year 2, $16 million in year 3, and $19 million in year 4, $22 million in 5. Calculate the payback value of the project. So now we've got to take, right, remember our equation, right? A is the last period with a negative cumulative cash flow. Well, let's look. What period has a negative cumulative cash flow? Looks like year 3 had a negative 11 cumulative cash flow. So we will put negative 11 as A equals negative 11. Okay? B is the absolute value of cumulative cash flow at the end of period A. So absolute value means it's always a positive number. If it's a negative number and you apply absolute value to a negative number, it automatically turns it positive. So B would be $19 million. Okay, the last period with a negative cash flow, this would be C, total cash flow during the period after A. So the total cash flow after A. So remember, A is negative 11, so we have 3 for that cash flow. Okay. So now we will say 3 plus absolute value of negative 11 million Okay, these brackets indicate present value or absolute value divided by 19 million. Okay, so absolute value. So we'll do, now we'll have 3 plus 11 million divided by 19 million. So we'll have 3 plus 0.58. So now we can find that 3.58 years is when we will recover our $10 million, our $50 million initial investment. Advantages of payback period are, payback period is very simple to calculate. It can be a measure of risk inherent in a project. Since cash flows that occur later in a project's life are considered more uncertain, payback period provides an indication of how certain the project cash flows are. For companies facing liquidity problems, it provides a good ranking of projects that would return money early. The disadvantages of payback period are payback period does not take into account the time value of money, which is a serious drawback since it can lead to wrong decisions. A variation of payback method that attempts to remove this drawback is called discounted payback period method. It does not take into account the cash flows that occur after the payback period.